comes. The latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. I am Gina Murphy-Darling, and I thank you for listening and for being a part of Mrs. Green's world. And as I do with every show, I'd like to start out by thanking the sponsor of this show today, who also happens to be one of our amazing and impactful partners, Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona. Their mission is to help build our community through the power of work. What a powerful mission statement. And with all of our support all around the country, and especially in Southern Arizona, we can make that happen. If you are listening in the Southern Arizona area, you can find out about their many locations, their drop-off centers, and more about the important work they are doing and the programs they sponsor by visiting goodwillsouthernaz.org. So is everybody ready for the clutter diet? It's a diet I so need to go on. I am so excited about this show. So, Lori, thank you for being here. And I want to give you the proper introduction, Lori Marrero.
Thank you. My pleasure.
It's going to be so much fun. And I think it matters. Everybody I know seems to have the clutter bug. It's like, I just want to get rid of stuff is one of the comments I hear among friends and young people and millennials. I just want to get rid of stuff. So
that's everyone's New Year's resolution.
It is,
right?
Yeah. Along with the other diet, it's the clutter diet. Well, maybe not for you, but that's okay. That's another show. And it seems to me that this is like the perfect timing. It's early in the new year, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about both Lori and Judith Simmons, who's here. Lori Marrero is a certified professional organizer, and she is the best-selling author of The Clutter Diet, The Skinny on Organizing Your Home and Taking Control of Your Life and the Office Handbook. She is also the creator of clutterdiet.com. And if you listen to the show and don't visit it, you're crazy, because it's a great website, easy to navigate, content-rich. And the program is an innovative one, allowing anyone to get expert help at an affordable price. Lori is also a spokesperson for Goodwill Industries International, and she is a sought-after media expert and contributing editor for Women's Day. Lori, welcome, and it's great for you to be here, and thanks for spending this time with us. And then let me say a little bit about my friend Judith. She's the marketing specialist of Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona, and she's got a big responsibility. She is responsible for spreading the message about Goodwill and its many components far and wide through the use of social media and connecting with organizations and partners in this region to work collectively for the greater good. And she does that quite successfully. It's great to have both of you here. Now let's get started, because I have so many questions.
Thank you. So good to be here.
So Lori, I always want to know how you got started. I mean, spring cleaning is upon us. You're an expert, but somehow it had a start in the very beginning. How did you get started to get you in the position to where you are now?
Oh, you mean way back 16 years ago?
Yes, which probably seems okay. Like only yesterday.
Yes, definitely. You know, I moved about 11 times in a 10-year period with my little kids, and we built all these homes, and it just became obvious that I was really getting pretty good at setting up a household and finding the benefits of staying organized and decluttered as we moved around so much. And I enjoyed it. And as a matter of fact, when I was 10 years old, I saved up my allowance to buy a label maker. And I was already
10 years old?
I was 10, and I was reading Hints from Heloise books off of my mother's bookshelf. So I guess, you know, I was destined to do this.
It was in your DNA. And,
yeah.
You know, when it comes to cluttering, is it really, like, to me, there's something, it's almost like therapeutic. So it's not just good for your house feeling less cluttered, and you can make it a good feeling event as well by exercise, by giving your stuff to organizations like Goodwill. But is there a psychological component about getting rid of things, and does it help declutter your brain?
It absolutely does. Well, let's understand this better by first understanding what is the definition of clutter, because that makes it really clear.
Great.
Clutter is
delayed decisions and delayed actions. Therefore, it is manifested procrastination.
Oh my gosh, that's a hashtag.
Oh my gosh, it is a hashtag. It's a pretty long one though. But yes. But think about it. Anything laying around on your counter, anything stacked up in that pile of paper, all of those are either decisions that haven't been made or actions that haven't been taken. And so what that does is if you imagine a little tentacle coming off of your brain down to that item, it's draining mental energy off of you because every time you look around, you're saying, oh, that, oh, gosh, I didn't do that. Oh, what am I going to do about that? And it's just all this, it's like little plates spinning in your head, you know, the little plate spinner guys. And it's stuff that you haven't decided or done. And
like
there you go.
Like the 60 CDs that are sitting above my TV. And every time I look at it, I say, why have I not gone through those? You know, my grandkids are 12 and 16, and they're not going to be watching some of the videos that we got for them when they were 4 and 7. I mean, you're right. It preys on your mind. It's like, I've got to get to that. I've got to do something like that. Okay, so what does it actually mean to give someone a fresh start? You said that. What does it mean? And from a decluttering and organizing perspective, how do you start? And what does it mean?
Well, how do you start and where to start? That's one of the most common questions we get because it is a little overwhelming.
Yes.
And sometimes people are tempted to say, oh, man, I have that one junk room that's really kind of bothering me every time I go in there. Maybe I should start there. And I would say, don't do that. Start with the area of your house that's going to give you the greatest daily impact. For most people, that's going to be the kitchen, the laundry room, or the bedroom closet. Those are the areas of the house where you have the most systems and routines that are going to be, you know, running on a daily basis that you're going to notice the difference with. So I say start there first and then use the momentum of the success of those projects to push you into, you know, going into those junk rooms and other places. And you'll have a lot of motivation from that.
And, you know, I have to comment that if you have a home office, that's another good place to start. When my piles have piles and my sticky notes have sticky notes, it's not good for me. I mean, it's really not good for me. And my daughter was here over Christmas, and we did not just a complete decluttering. She got like bamboo to put in the office. So there's, you know, a green element, and she kind of, you know, feng shui'd it. And it's a better feel to come in. It's where I spend most of my time in the day. So I think if you have a home office, is that a good place to really tackle as well?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, this time of year, it couldn't be more perfect, really, because you have your taxes that you need to do anyway, and your tax time is a good time to clean out your files and all of that. So absolutely love that, too.
Okay. How did it come about that you are a spokesperson? How did the partnership come about? I'm always interested in how things come out. And what a perfect marriage. I mean, seriously, because there's the other side to this of when you're ready to declutter, you can actually go and find fabulous things at Goodwill. So how did that partnership come about?
Well, I started to grow my social media presence way back in 2008, 2009, and started to realize that with the Clutter Diet online program, we're able to serve anyone from anywhere. So I was starting to build a platform or a voice that was bigger than just a local regional kind of scope. So I thought, you know, I really want to use that for the betterment of everyone. And how can I, you know, find a nonprofit partner? And then one day it just hit me. Oh my gosh, Goodwill. Because every time I'm working with somebody, there's a Goodwill pile, right? Regardless of if they don't even give it to Goodwill, sometimes they still call it the Goodwill pile because it's so associated. So my PR gal and I, we called over and we said, hey, we think this is a great idea. Let's try to get on TV together and do some things. And just we went from there. And it really is a perfect marriage. And here I am 7 years later, still going strong. It's really a big love fest between us.
No, I mean, and it makes so much sense. You're absolutely right. Because we have the Goodwill pile. We keep two bags in different parts of the house. And that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's the Goodwill pile. And then other people know about it. Tell us a little bit more about, I love that your program is accessible online, mobile friendly. Tell us a little bit about theclutterdiet.com because it is quite an impressive site and what someone can expect when they visit the site.
Wow, thank you. Well, you know, we're celebrating our 10th year this year. It's amazing. I can't believe that.
Wow, happy anniversary.
Thank you. Well, you know, I realized that not everybody can afford to hire a professional organizer in person, and it's kind of like hiring a personal trainer or an interior designer. It's just not for everybody's budget every month.
Right.
So I thought, you know, there's millions of people out there that really need some advice. They're probably able to do a lot of the work themselves, but they're stuck. You know, they get to a point, they're like, I don't know how to solve this piece. So if they could just get a little bit of expert advice and get unstuck and get accountability and objectivity on their issues and kind of have someone else's fresh set of eyes on it, we could do that virtually and everyone could be a lot more successful and at a very affordable price. So we have it set up for $27 a month. Somebody can come in and get unlimited help 7 days a week from our team in our message board area. They can upload photos and show us what's going on and come back every day and say, okay, I did this, what's next? And we have people who have been coming in there for years getting their stuff done slowly but surely.
And what a small price to pay for peace of mind. That's what you're actually providing people, if you ask me, peace of mind. And I think of some of my friends who I know will listen to this podcast who have two storage sheds. And you know who you are because one or two storage sheds, and it preys on them. It's like, what are we going to do with it? Which really leads me to my next question, and I'm sure that you can answer that. Why is it so hard for us to get rid of some things and not others? And how do we get past that? It's ridiculous, some of the things I'm hanging on to. Like, I feel sorry for my kids if I don't do a better job at getting rid of some of this before, you know, I cross over. But it's like, I have a chest full of every card they ever gave me with the date on it they gave it to me. And I don't think they're going to want that. But why is it so hard? And then some things I can say, up in the Goodwill box, don't even think about it.
Sure. Well, you're pointing to the fear of loss. That's really the biggest reason people have trouble getting rid of things. They're losing something. And in this case of sentimental objects, they're losing not just the object. It's not just a piece of cardstock that's this greeting card. It is the memory associated with it that you're afraid of losing. And what we talk about a lot is different ways to capture those memories. So instead of just keeping that object, what if you took a picture of it? Or what if you had some kind of way of having a little appreciation ceremony for it and just kind of look at the stack of cards and, you know, take a picture of the whole stack and say, I really am so thankful for my children and all that meant to me, and, you know, really just literally saying thank you to it before you recycle it or something, because that's the thing. You're trying to appreciate and associate all those things into that object, and you've got to separate that.
That is the like maybe the best advice I ever heard about it. I wrote down appreciation ceremony. We had an incident in our family that I'll bring to the airwaves where my husband got rid of the little bears. I forget what the name of them were. The Beanie Babies. Oh, the Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
And we had a huge, huge tub, and he was decluttering, and he got rid of the Beanie Babies. And I was so upset. You just put the finger on what I was so upset about. I haven't looked at those Beanie Babies in 10 years. It was every time I went traveling, I bought the Beanie Babies and brought them home for my children. So they had a sentimental attachment. They didn't have them. It was like, I said, couldn't you have just saved some? But now I'll just do a virtual appreciation ceremony and hope they found good homes.
You can Google all of them now.
I can Google all of them. Exactly right. But that's really a great answer. Now, when it comes to the professional organizer, we always think that the professional organizer has all the answers. And I happen to know a little bit more about that because I did great research on what all that you are doing. Professional organizers, they have their dirty little secrets about organizing as well, right? Would you like to share a couple of those, or do you always know now exactly what to do?
Well, I did make a video about that. I'm sure you probably saw that.
I did. It was like, yeah, it was perfect.
Well, the thing that I mainly talked about in that video was the fact that we don't always know the answer, and it's really like a puzzle. So a lot of times we will prepare for a job and walk into it, and it's not until we have
waded deep into the project and had everything sorted where we can get visibility to all of it, that we actually figure out the solution. Because sometimes you really don't know what you're dealing with until it's all sorted and visible. So it's okay to not know. And then your brain solves it. It's just, it's like an organic process. And I think that's a big myth. Everyone thinks that, oh, we know exactly what to do. And it's a problem solving process.
And it's easier, like if I have somebody with me in the case of my daughter coming, it ended up being a 9-hour labor of love because we started in my closet. It's so interesting that you said that. And believe me, she did not have the same attachment to some of my clothes as I did. She's like, Mom, no, you're not keeping that. No, you can never wear that again. And it was like, okay.
Right.
But that helps. Even friends, I have friends that are helping other friends where you're saying, okay, why do you want to keep it? And now I'm going to tell them, do an appreciation ceremony. I think we should have a big group one with a bunch of my friends. And then just move on. And what about the literal, I hope I asked this question correctly, the literal organizing of it. Like I have great stackable folders in my office. And for me, I'm a very visual person. So I don't want everything away in drawers. But the files help me. So are there physical ways that you describe, let's go a little deeper on how you can actually get some more things that are going to help you with decluttering. Does that make sense?
Oh, sure. So do you want to give me a specific problem or
I do have a specific problem. What about organizing things like your linen closet? It's like, it may seem like it's totally intuitive, but sometimes I have like a bunch of soaps in there, and I have my towels, and I have candles that go in the bathroom, and I look in there, and sometimes I just close the door. The towels are all neatly folded, but it can build up into a mess. So what about, like, your bathroom closet, or even worse, under the sink? Let's start with that.
Yes, let's start with that, because I have an issue with that, too. I can't wait to hear that.
Well, let's do talk about under the sink, because that is a really underutilized storage area, and there is a product I love for under the sink that solves it. They're a little bit hard to find, but you can get them on Amazon. They are under sink shelving units. They cost about $20, I think. What they do is they are assembled into the under sink area with simple little thumb screws. You don't even need any tools. And then they have these little slats that snap around the pipes. So they make a couple of rows of shelves in there, and it allows you to maximize all that space while working around the pipes. So then when you have the couple of shelves built in there with that particular product, you can use small bins on the shelves, and you basically have, you know, 6-7 little drawers in there now that you didn't have before.
Oh.
So what we do in a bathroom a lot of times is we sort things by, as silly as it sounds, parts of the body. So hair stuff, nail stuff, teeth stuff, skin care stuff. You know, it's easy to kind of think about it that way. And that's what I usually use those bins for, is the kind of back stock of those items that you know you're going to use when the working supply is used up.
And for the personal reaction to that, it's the worst place that I access, and I go in and I want something in the back, and I'm always in a hurry, so I pull it out, and then four things fall out because they're all close to the door. So that is, I wrote that down under shelving units, and it will be in my future because it's frustrating to me to find that mess. It's a hot mess under there, and in most homes that I've been in, it's the same thing. So that's a great tip for us.
Gina, are you telling me that when you go into someone's bathroom that you open the drawer?
Well, my daughters, both my daughters. I just want to, all three of my daughters, and my oldest daughter is not a big clutter person. So it's very sparse, but yes. And I help my daughter organize her linen closet every time I go to Taos. So this is just so applicable to everybody. And, you know, I just want to reiterate, there is a whole psychological liberating component to this. And I think we have to really just focus on that in our crazy, fast-paced world. This is a calming effect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Your home is your sanctuary. You know, there's so much craziness out there, and we're bombarded with messages and noises and people and all that. And we want to come here in our homes to a haven. And then when we open a cabinet and have that experience, we feel like our home is just adding stress to us as well. So, you know, we want to maintain it so that it brings us the most peace possible.
And let's talk, Judy, dear friend, sitting here, I do have questions for you, but we have the expert on the line and we can both learn things from her. So how does Goodwill fit into spring cleaning? And what does it mean to you to give someone a fresh start?
Well, I think, obviously Goodwill has thousands of locations across the U.S. and Canada. And here in Southern Arizona, we have 40 plus locations that people can find.
No wonder you're always so busy.
Right. But, we are a resource for the community. They can come and drop off their donations after they're done decluttering at our donation centers. They'll be able to be greeted by an attended donation assistant. And I mean, that's easy, right? When you drive up, someone can pretty much take your stuff away from you. You could fight them
after your appreciation ceremony.
Right. After your appreciation ceremony, you release the box to them, so that we can find that stuff another good home. But for us, when we talk about spring cleaning, when we're talking about a fresh start, especially when it comes to our programs in here in Southern Arizona, we have 10, 5 adult and 5 youth programs. The mission of those programs is to really give someone that new start. If it's someone
who's a fresh start.
Yeah, yes. Someone who's formerly incarcerated and need to reintegrate. How do you even start that life when a part of your life was behind bars? Or a lot of the youth that we work with are coming out of the juvenile justice system, or, they're also young families. So being able to give them a foundation that they may not have had in the past, I mean, that's their fresh start for them. So we work with a whole lot of people who are, looking for a new job, or not even just a job, a career. We're able to serve, or last year we were able to serve over 12,000 individuals here in Southern Arizona. A lot of them were, looking for their first job or a new job so that they could take care of their families. And so, when a person declutters and gives themselves a fresh start in their home, they're actually giving back to the community and giving someone else a second chance or a third chance
Right, a chance to begin again. And one of the things I love that is literally you give furniture a fresh start too.
Because we
do. Have the youth restoration project.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. It's like a piece of furniture that might have been gently worn or had a good life in someone else's house is now being brought to life in different ways.
Yeah, our youth restoration project, we're so proud of that program.
I love it.
We get awesome furniture, and they don't make that type of furniture anymore. And I guess if you're looking to organize and you need that type of furniture, you can find it at Goodwill. We were able to hire some young adults, and they're able to learn this craft that a lot of people don't really know how to do anymore. And it's basic carpentry and basic basic bike repair. And they're able to just give that, put on a new fresh coat of paint, or really just refurbish it or upcycle it into something else. So,
and a whole new mindset of, for all of us, of not disposing of things, not putting things in the landfill, which horrifies me. The statistics on that are still horrible.
Yeah.
How many people do not recycle their clothing. And,
right.
And I'm thinking, I'm 66 years old. I don't think I ever threw anything away except socks. And then I found out there's a place you can send them. When I had the woman from Trashes for Tossers on, that you can package them and ship them somewhere, and they even take socks with holes in them. So there's a place for everything. And I want to ask both of you, this is a great partnership, because there's a common vision in terms of, decluttering, repurposing things. For you, Judy, how does it, having access to someone like Lori, who is a national and international player at Goodwill, has that been helpful to you?
It has. I think I mean, for all of the Good World Regions, really, Lori, as the, you know, the national expert in teaching everyone how to organize, which I think is something that everyone needs to learn how to do, and in my office as well. I may have to call you later, Lori.
Okay.
but I know I think it's been great because not only, you know, do you get the organizing part, but, you know, for Goodwill to be on that other end of the spectrum. So after you've organized and decluttered, what do you do with that stuff?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that partnership that we have with Lori and Goodwill, it just kind of closes the circle a little bit. And on top of that, you're helping, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands across North America with our services and programs. And I think it's wonderful.
And Lori, I spent time looking at your social media, your numerous social media sites. And when Judy came in, one of the first things I told her was, do you know that Lori has 30,000 followers plus on Twitter? Which is like, that's a big number. But it's the power of social media. And just a kind of a quick question for you, since you are 10 years old, and I just want to note Mrs. Green's World is 10 years old, and there's something magic to that number as well. Have you seen, like, the morphing of the importance of social media in spreading your message? Like 10 years ago,
I don't even think
I had Twitter. I don't even know how old Twitter is, but I know now it's become a very important way that we impact.
It's definitely important. It's changed a lot. And I was early on in Twitter and built a following quickly there. And it was brand new and all of that. And it's definitely different now. It's become, I guess it's become less organic and real and more of a commodity. Companies have to have their social media. So it's not as sort of friendly and backdoor as it used to be. But yeah, it's fantastically important. And it's a great way for people to just come in and get a really thorough sense of your brand and your message, because you've got everything there. It's like a repository of all of your videos and everything that you say. And
once,
I love that.
Once someone connects with you, then it becomes an intentional connection. You know what I mean? And I think while you're talking, I thought there's a lot of clutter out there on the web and in the, you know, in social media, there's a lot of noise. So find the people that you really want to connect with so that you don't have too much clutter, even in that. Like, you can't follow 50 people every day. So pick the ones that are important. And like you said, with the clutter diet, $27 a month keeps you focused and not having all the buildup happen again. And that's a wonderful opportunity. And I think, you know, we don't have a lot of time left, but I think it's important that we carefully and slowly say all of your social media ways to outreach to you, because Mrs. Green's World has a very loyal following. And Lori, I want to go through yours. And if I'm wrong on any of them, because I'm not sure about your Facebook page, is it still the Clutter Diet on Facebook, or are you morphing to Lori Marrero?
Yeah, we've been moving everything to my name
just
because I'm doing other projects and things, yes.
Yes, okay, so I wanted to make sure because I saw that. And then Twitter is Lori, and it's LoriMarrero. You have to know the spelling, but you can find it out on my website. Also, Pinterest, Lori Marrero, and Instagram, which is my favorite because there's not a lot of noise on that. It's a picture. So Lori Marrero on Instagram. And then Judy, goodwill.org is your website. We already mentioned the Clutter Diet is the website for that book. Facebook, there's an international one, Goodwill International. And then the one that I visit is Goodwill Southern AZ.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, Goodwill International, and at Goodwill Southern AZ. Instagram, Goodwill Southern AZ. And Pinterest, Goodwill International. This time flew, but we have some really great takeaways, Lori. I mean, I'm serious. The whole, just the appreciation ceremony, that means something to me because there are things that why am I holding on to these? And, you know, my mother is not going to care if I saved these 6 files. You know what I mean? She'd be encouraging me saying, Gina, I live in your heart, not in your file drawer. So that was a great message. And thanks for taking the time and sharing those things. I encourage everybody to visit theclutterdiet.com and Goodwill Southern Arizona. Next week, Nancy Johnson and Julia Strange, Health, Women, and Community. Powerful show. And on the 14th, Natasha Hotke and Alan Thompson from Bosch, Invented for Life. Thanks for being here and for being a part of Mrs. Green's World. And make it a great green clutter-free day.
Bye.